Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable.
This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is
Detective Abberline.
Hearing you, Abberline. Go ahead.
We've got the body of a male on Durwood Street, Whitechapel, just behind the tube. A Mark Allen Nichols. His throat has been cut, a stab wound below his shoulder blade, and,
Continue, please, Detective.
Yeah, she's cut off his knob and put his bollocks in the recycling bins.
From the makers of The Offensive comes an audio drama.
The dog is missing. A black lab.
They found him in St. George's Gardens. The DNA results have come back too.
Comedy and thriller.
What's the lab saying?
I don't know. Woof?
No, the laboratory. The DNA results, not the fucking dog.
Jackie the Ripper. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't find his cock, but the victim has had his bollocks chopped off. One's in the rubbish bin. The other is in the recycling next to it.
In the recycling? You mean with the paper and the plastic? That's not allowed.
This is against my civil liberties!
Are we safe? Are we actually
And you've got
be safe?
This devil woman, quite frankly, going
Today,
around.
Today, British police continued their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres y mujeres.
Frenzy as the police deliver.
I like her. I think she's got style.
Jackie the Ripper, October the 25th. Hold on to your bollocks. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Yes! Goal! Another Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax.
Hey, Mike. Mikey the Cashman. Cashman. Cashley. Just read that message. Well done, mate. Pleased for you. You know, 300 million quid. And the rest, eh? Well, you can kiss the Geordie hate mail and the death threats goodbye, you lucky thing. God, I'm jealous of that. Just in the country club at the moment. Had a little swim. A wee dunk. Dunkaroonie. Rooney, speaking of. You going to buy Derby County? Or what? Huh? Let me know, eh? Yeah? Hey, congrats again. Say hi to Amanda if you see her again. Yeah, just, you know, I'm a big fan of her work. And, yeah, you know, well done, mate. Hello?
Hi, is that Patrick Nolan?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
This is Matthew Barnes from Chelsea FC. I do some work with Marina and Roman.
Roman? Jesus, hi, Matthew, hi, I love Romans. Roman, bleh. And the Romans, you know, actually. both great. You know, ruthless and yeah, well dressed.
Yeah. So we've had a chat with John at Liverpool and Mansour, of course, and a couple of others, and we've managed to get the Premier League to agree to a crisis meeting, really, Patrick, to be frank with you, just about, you know, how this whole Newcastle thing looks. We'd love to have Ashwood City as part of that conversation. Mr. Nolan?
Yeah. Let's do it. Crisis. Unacceptable. Horrible Saudis, you know? I just said to Mike, actually, that he shouldn't have sold the bloody thing to those twats. Sorry for saying twat.
So, I'll get my secretary to reach out to your team and give all you guys the details for the meeting.
Looking forward to it. Crisis talks. Yep, count me in.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive. Of the Newcastle United takeover and sale to the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Saudi Arabia, RB Sports and Media and PCP Capital Partners, the wealthiest Premier League clubs have called on the league to assess their concerns in a meeting labelled by the media as crisis talks.
Oh, fuck, what's happening?
The fucking roof's opening.
Fuck's sake, Patrick, it's freezing.
Oh, shit, what did I press?
Why did you rent this fucking thing? It's ridiculous.
Shut up, all right? My Jag has a smashed window.
Please, the window's fixed. He just rented this so he looked trendy to his Premier League pals. In the meantime, his actual pals get squashed in this fucking joke of a back seat.
Ah, right, here we go. Found the button. Okay, there we go. Great stuff. Roof closed. Lovely. God, it's like the Batmobile, isn't it? Or should I say, the Patmobile? Jesus fucking Christ! Sorry, that was me. That was all me. I stepped on the bloody accelerator pedal. God, thank fuck I was in neutral. God, I nearly shat myself.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, shat man!
The rental agreement on this thing is a fucking con, let me tell you.
Can we please get out? I feel like a fucking sardine. But like a sardine in a suit, which is worse because it's even more uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
So hold on, carry on. He called you and said what?
He said, we need Ashwood to put a stop to this.
Oh, come on, I can't even feel my legs. My knees are squished into my face.
A stop to what?
The bloody thing. The sale to the murderers and, you know, the what else do they do, Woody?
Chop hands and willies off and stuff.
See? Hands and willies, Jess.
I like the sound of them. Why is he here?
Because Woody knows just about everyone at this fucking shindig.
Right. And is it a crisis meeting or a shindig?
He's right. I'm a social butterfly at these things, unlike you. Fucking social caterpillar, you. Eat a load of fucking free shite and lie under the table in a food coma.
That happened twice, and you bang on about it like I do it every fucking time.
Stop fucking arguing. Okay, fuck's sake, there's a really, really nice car next to us driven by a very attractive man who looks like he's from the Middle East and extremely wealthy, okay? Are you trying to embarrass me?
I'm happy to attend the talks and embarrass you a wee bit. Do they have to be mutually exclusive?
That's a Lamborghini as well.
I know that.
It's better than yours.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy Clarkson. Yeah, really appreciate the automobile analysis. Now, if you'd fuck off back to some farm, I'd really appreciate it.
Means he's got a small knob.
Jessica Tate, I swear to God, can we please just act like adults?
I'm not saying you have a small knob. I'm saying he does. You're just fucking mental and have weird pride issues.
Small knob and no kids. Imagine getting a car seat in this thing.
Shh, he's getting out. Hi, nice to see you.
You know your window is shut.
He knew what I said, all right? I did big mouth movements so he could see.
Oh, big mouth movements. Bet you'd love to give him some big mouth movements, wouldn't you? Ugh, pathetic, honestly.
I don't get it.
Blowjob.
Ah, right.
Oh, my God. Can we behave? Can we? Please?
He's Manny's pal, I think.
Manny. Who's Manny?
Sheikh Mansour.
Right, on my signal, we get out of the car.
We're not LAPD. Why do we need to all jump out of the car at the same time?
Can we please just get the fuck out? I'm starting to have a panic attack.
I just think it looks cool because the doors go up together, then we can strut in.
Strut in? Ugh. Is this because you've got new trousers?
Oh, yeah, baby.
They are so fucking tight, they look like they've been painted on.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of tight, get the fuck out before I fucking die.
I'm waiting for Patrick's cue.
Ready? Let's go. Ah.
Pal, what are you doing? Just pull your seat forward. Let me out.
Patrick, come on.
He's parked too close.
Well, he got out of his car, didn't he?
Yeah, but his door is different. It slid up. Mine folds up.
I told you his was better.
Fuck's sake.
What are you doing?
Me? Oh, yeah, I'm just crawling around over the front seats, Jess. I'm just trying to get out. What the fuck do you think I'm doing?
Oh, hey, there's John. John boy! Henry Hoover! How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hi, John. Hiya.
Manny? Henry Hoover?
Hey, John Henry. Told me he models himself on Herbert Hoover once. Therefore, Henry
and
Hoover.
He knows what that means, does he?
Hey! Maybe. Dunno. Makes him smile anyway.
Can someone fucking help me, please? Careful, my trousers are stuck. Hey, how's it going? Nice to see you. Take it easy, yeah?
This way, I think.
Ooh, there's the trophy.
Enjoy this moment while it lasts. Closest you'll ever get to that thing.
Not true. I went out with Owen Hargreaves, didn't I?
Christ, I forgot about that.
Sorry, why does Owen Hargreaves have the Premier League trophy?
He won it when we were together.
Won it? Hey. Sure. Seen we middle-aged English blokes won World War II.
I'm talking about when he won it with United, not with City, you div.
Then he didn't have the trophy. United did.
Right, through this week.
Yeah, but he liked to go to the ground, you know, and we'd just stare at it.
Fucking hell. He's won Champions Leagues, hasn't he? I mean, what's he doing staring at the...
Shh. Right. Let's...
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't fucking tell me you're lost.
No, I'm not lost. It's just the meeting isn't there, I think, but... It sounds like it's underway.
Fuck's sake, we're not even late.
Started without you. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Shut up, us, okay? They started without us. Righto, let's head on in, shall we? Remember, act cool, everyone.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Oh, wipe your nose.
All right, calm down.
No, there. Oh, there's a big gloopy bit under your right nostril. For fuck's sake, let me do it.
What is that?
Patrick, no!
What? Oh, it's a hanky.
Did the pandemic not happen to you?
Hey, that in the last fucking century. Jesus.
Oh, disgusting.
What's wrong with a hanky?
Get that crusty thing away from me, you fucking dirty cunt.
Morning.
Hi there.
Hey, nice
Morning.
To see you. Right, all good? Any bogeys or anything?
No, you have got a long hair, though.
Hey, drives me fucking mad, that guy. And he's grey. Look.
Oh, that is annoying. Can I pluck it?
Doesn't he work? He fucking resurrects every Tuesday, I swear to God.
Shh, please, just shush, please, okay? Right, I'll go in first, you guys follow. Just proper West Wing style, flank me.
Oop, steady on.
Shut up, that's not even funny.
Are you going in first so they can see your tight trousers?
Hey, hi guys, hey.
You sound like Fonzie, don't do that.
Right, and remember, what are we?
Pissed off.
And why?
Because the Saudis are... Shit, what are they doing again?
Fuck's sake, they're damaging the global brand and ethical values of the league, okay?
Global brand, ethical values. Global brand, ethical values. Global brand, ethical values. Okie dokie, here we go.
What's up?
Just... Feels a bit weird. Because we're not late, but it looks like we are because they've started.
So?
Shall I apologise for being late? Is that cool?
Apologising for stuff? No. That's really not cool.
No, like fashionably late type thing.
Wait. Here's somebody. Ah, it's Everton, guys.
Hi, Bill.
Hiya, lads. You're right.
Hello, gents.
Hey, Marsh. You're right, pal.
Right.
Just in there. We'll be right in. Out there, innit? Nice to see you.
Yeah, see you in there. Yeah.
Everton, what the fuck are they doing here? Fuck's sake. Come on, let's go in. Fucking Everton, honestly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
I'm Hazel Hayes.
And I'm Shane Todd.
And welcome to our brand new podcast, We're Not Fucking Historians. It sounds like I'm saying we're not fucking historians.
Yeah, we're saying we're not experts.
We're not historians ourselves. Not that we're not having sex with historians.
No historians getting fucked on this pod.
Zero historians getting fucked on this podcast. We are, in fact, your alternative guide to Irish history.
Every week we prize open the history books and find a new tale from the Emerald Isle's colourful past. We're exploring Ireland's traditions, its rich heritage and its long, proud history of being invaded by literally anyone with a boat. The Vikings were showing up at the monastery going, where's that booty?
The earliest booty call.
It's the booty call you didn't want. 50 Scandinavian Vikings showed up.
Or our biggest celeb, St. Paddy. He says he prayed up to 100 times a day and sometimes during the night.
That's what a five-year-old would say. I prayed 100 times, I swear. Patrick also said he was fastest in his slippers. He's a fucking Billy Bullshitter.
If, like us, you're the kind of person who's interested in history, but not so interested that you'd go read a book about it or listen to actual experts, then this is the show for you.
This is History Done Differently, with a couple of facts and plenty of crack.
So, join us on our journey through Ireland's past.
Search We're Not Historians on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember,
we're not fucking historians. Sorry, I was far too fast there.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
So, how was that? What do you think?
As far as crisis talks go, I think it's going okay.
How good was my joke?
It was all right.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm just saying, it was a bit cruel.
Yeah, it was good, but, you know, not hilarious.
Literally, the whole room laughed. What are you on about?
No, it was just an obvious joke.
What? Richard kept getting up to get water, and he was like, oh, I keep getting up and down. And I was like, who are you, Norwich?
I find that your own mediocre jokes are always better when you explain them, then laugh at them.
Oh, fuck off! The whole room laughed!
Aye, that's because they're fucking bullies that enjoy laughing at Norwich, not because it was funny.
Oh, do you think I should have said West Brom?
I don't care.
He's right, Jess, you know, we're laughing at the misfortune of Norwich, not at your brilliant joke.
Oh, bullshit. That was funny. Properly funny. Avram Glazer laughed so hard his ponytail nearly fell off.
Hanging on by a fucking thread, that thing. And the ponytail. See, that's a good joke.
That's a good one, Woody.
Oh, shut up.
Speaking of laughing and smirking and all-round bully behaviour.
Mm.
Do you feel a bit, I don't know, like we don't fit in?
No, not at all.
Little bit.
Shut up, Jess, not at all. All right, half the blokes in here wanted Kevin and they wanted Luna. Did they get them? Did they fuck? Yeah, we're big boys now, all right, trust me.
I just feel like, I don't know, people are having a wee laugh at us.
Oh, come on.
I know what you mean. Like, why is no one coming over to talk to us? See? Marina just looked over here and laughed. Me and her get on like an orphanage on fire, usually.
No one is laughing at us, okay? And there's plenty of clubs keeping to themselves.
Like who?
Look, there. Farhad and Bill.
You said it yourself, pal. That's fucking Everton. They feel more out of place than we do, and they start the meeting without us. I mean, what the fuck?
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Well, don't just say, all right? I mean, fuck. I mean, this is the fucking top table. This is the top table, and for once, we're on it. And I don't want it ruined by your shitty table manners and your inferiority complex, which, I'm sorry, is nothing more than a symptom of your state education.
Ooh, get you.
No, I'm serious. Okay, at public school, they taught us how to take over the whole bloody world without a fucking nugget of self-doubt. You lot come trembling to just about every meeting. You know, am I good enough? Ooh, should I be here? Ooh, fuck off. All right, we're here. We're Ashwood. We're fucking legacy. We're fucking Premier League legends. Daniel just looked over here and laughed.
I told you, didn't I?
What's he doing? Hey, Daniel. Daniel.
Oh, my God, he's ignoring you.
Shut up, all right? He's just, you know, he's having a chat with Stan.
The Tottenham chairman would literally rather chat to the owner of Arsenal than you.
What's going on?
Here we go. Penny's dropped.
Please, if a penny did drop, he'd jump on it like it was a grenade.
What's their fucking problem?
They're bullies, pal. Let's just get this crisis talk over and done with and do the rest of our talking on the pitch. That's what people say, isn't it?
Everything all right there, Patman. You're looking a little bit more like the Hulk right now.
Oh, God, I know this look. Don't make a scene, pal. All right?
I'm glad the Saudis are in the fucking league. Fuck these lot. Good for Mike, that's what I say.
Good for the Newcastle fans.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go back into that meeting and I'm going to give those cunts a fucking piece of my mind.
Oh, Papa, let's not throw the baby out of the toilet water here, all right? Just calm down.
No, Woody, no, okay? It takes someone to finally stand up to these self-interested, insulated twats. They're not kings, they're not gods, they're just the pathetic men who are shitting their pants because someone with a bigger
bank balance wants to come and play, and now they want to take away their little pieces. Well, I say fuck that. All right, give them a fucking piece. Let's play. Let's roll the fucking dice, my friend. Yahtzee, bingo, kaplunk, fucking Professor Cunt in the office with a fucking shotgun.
Where's he going?
Back in the meeting room. It's the equivalent of coming out the changing room early at half time.
Why does he do that?
Do what?
Say the right thing, but only when he's absolutely fucking fuming.
I don't know. It's a gift.
Do you think he's going to be able to hold it together until the talks are over?
Nah.
Oh, well, this should be good.
And that's the kind of strategy we can have to mitigate that risk, of course, in terms of piracy. But for public opinion...
probably... I'm just going to stop you there, Ian. I'd like to raise a few points.
Oh, God.
I would just like to say that what you're all doing here is fucking pathetic. Yeah? I mean, this isn't the NFL. This isn't the fucking Soviet Football Association. This is the Premier League. The Lion's Den. I mean, we built this thing to compete with the biggest and the best, and I'm not going to stand by and watch a bunch of fragile egos try and imprint their own rules, their own systems and their own ideologies on the league that billions, literally billions of people love. Right? The only crisis here is one of pride and fear. Sort yourselves out. I mean, yes, sure, they're Stone Age, hand-severing, gay-hating, woman-fearing, Yemen-bombing, journalist-dissecting psychopaths. Yes, Newcastle United are being used as a sophisticated foreign policy initiative to sportswash global opinion on Saudi Arabia. But what made you think that that didn't start years ago in our league, in FIFA and UEFA? Huh? And most seedy global sporting associations, come to think of it. I mean, the horse has bolted. Oh, fuck it, the camel has bolted. So grow the fuck up and stop bloody laughing at me, okay? I deserve to be here just as much as those two, that's for fucking sure. Sorry, Bill. But you know what? Fuck off the lot of you.
After you, Patrick.
Fuck, not this again. God, I swear I nearly put my back out doing this last time.
Oh, I feel so bad for you. You know I'm squashed in this thing for that hour journey back, don't you?
Christ, here we go.
What's that?
What's what?
On your arse, a big red thing.
Red?
Oh, it's your pants. Oh, shit. You've got a tear in your trousers.
You're joking.
I am not. Oh, my God.
Red pants, where are you, fucking Father Christmas?
Woody, she's joking, isn't she? I can't see my bum. Is she joking? She's joking,
oh.
Right?
Oh, shite, she's right, you know. Jesus, how did you do that, for fuck's sake?
Oh, God, I must have done it when I had to climb out of this stupid fucking car.
It's fucking huge. I'm surprised your ass isn't freezing, pal.
You don't think...
What?
I mean, you don't think that they were maybe just laughing and, you know, smirking at us because of my pants, do you? And maybe it wasn't, you know, actually necessarily mocking our club or our social status or anything, you know, like that. Do you? Oh, bollocks.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive Domestic Cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.